Thank you very much.
I'm told 1301 and 1314 will not take very long, so let's go ahead and call 1301 and 1314, please.
1301, authorized contribution to the Northwest Transportation Fund to satisfy requirements found in Portland Zoning Code and qualify for a floor area office use bonus for the ESCO property prior to submittal of a land use review application or building plans. And 1314, amend the boundary of the Northwest 20th Avenue Local Improvement District to accept $500,000 in funding from ESCO Corporation, include and assess property at 2141 Northwest 25th Avenue to fund traffic signal replacement and intersection improvements to the Northwest 23rd Avenue and Northwest Vaughn Street and U.S. Highway 30 intersection.
Very good. And before you begin, I want to ask legal counsel a question that you can think about. Obviously, 1301 is a non-emergency first reading of an ordinance, and the appropriate action at the end of this is to move it to second reading. 1314 is indicated as a hearing ordinance, and I just want to make sure that rather than do we take a provisional vote on that, or do we also move that to second reading? And I don't need an answer right now, but when we get to the end of this, if you could let me know, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler. I'm Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Joining me today is
Matt Wickstrom with the Bureau of Development Services.
Thank you. So I think the intent, and I'll defer to council on this, was just to simply have first readings on both and then pass them to a second reading next week. We had 40 minutes allocated on the council agenda for both agenda items. I'm going to aim to try to wrap it up much closer to 40 seconds. So we did not receive any remonstrances against the expanded LID boundary, and I just passed out a letter of support to Carla from ESCO Corporation. They're pleased to be part of this. Just very quickly, the business case for this is that we're working very hard to try to keep the Northwest 20th Avenue LID within budget. Council approved a traffic signal replacement this summer, and the additional funding from ESCO allows us, when we're tearing up a very high-profile intersection like the off-ramp from Highway 30, it allows us to fully complete the improvements in one fell swoop and not leave something undone so that when ESCO might come in the door later to redevelop, that they would be conditioned to make further intersection improvements to that intersection where we already have a lot of delays. So it's just basically front-loading a little bit of ESCO money so we can get the intersection done properly first time around. This, as Matt will share with you, this doesn't waive any land use requirements or anything of that nature. It's just a pre-funding of the infrastructure improvements. The one amendment that I would like council to consider is, I was wondering if we could just simply on agenda item 1301 append the auditor project number to the ordinance title to make it a little easier to pull up that ordinance after it's adopted by council. So that would just simply be appending the C-10049 auditor project number, which is already on agenda item 1314. So if that would meet with the pleasure of council, it would be good to
I'll move that amendment.
Second.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll on the amendment.
Fritz?
That's a very good amendment. Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Mayor, can I just make an observation?
Fish. Yes.
We have a letter before us here from Christy White, noted attorney, and I'm looking at her signature on the letter, and it actually reminded me, it looks like a series of curly cues. There is no discernible definition here. I could not make out her name. But I also just saw a formal document the mayor signed that looked like a fence holding back the beach. It had a series of vertical lines, but they didn't seem to have any relationship to each other, and they had a curl at the end. So I think Christy White and the mayor could have a competition for the most creative use of signatures.
So Commissioner Fish has actually gotten to a really interesting trivia matter. I actually don't sign the documents Ted Wheeler. I sign them Edward Wheeler because that's how I learned how to sign. And so even though my official title and name is Ted Wheeler, I actually am signing it differently, and that's why the letters look different. That's my excuse at any rate. Sounds great.
I don't mean to rain on your parade, Mayor, but I couldn't discern a Ted or an Ed.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
It just looked like a series of sticks arranged sideways.
You can always tell when we're over 3 hours into the hearing, can't you?
Mayor, I would be happy to buy both you and Christy some Arby's Curly Q French fries.
And I accept. That would be fantastic.
So moving back to the matter at hand, are we prejudging whether the land use application will be approved or not?
No, that's a good question. And there's a line in the ordinance that says that there's no guarantee that the land use application would be approved.
And what happens if it's not?
If it's not, then the ordinance also specifies that the funds can go toward other improvements that would be required as part of the project.
Under the current zoning?
Exactly.
And I should also point out that 1301 spelled out all the frontage improvements to which ESCO may be subject to in the future. So that's clearly spelled out. And I think NWDA, if I may say so, I really like the prospective guidance. You know, everybody's going into this with some guidance before the redevelopment happens and just sort of, I think, helps set the stage for a more successful transportation and land use process down the line.
And is the land use, is the zone change coming through the quasi-judicial process or through the comprehensive plan?
So the comprehensive plan update is changing the comprehensive plan designation, and then the actual zoning map would be changed through a quasi-judicial process.
Thank you very much.
Any public testimony on these items?
No one signed up.
Legal counsel, did you come to a concurrence that these both move to second reading?
So these are both non-emergencies and would pass the second reading at a date and time to be determined.
Very good. So for item 1301, this is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Item 1314 is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It also moves to second reading. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And our last bit of business today is also